Now, hot on the heels of the bike shed and the security hut comes the latest accounting from the Controller and Auditor General. Some of the highlights or lowlights. The estimated cost of building a modular home has risen from 200,000 to potentially 442,000 euro. Three scrapped transport projects resulting in a couple of hundred million being written off. Sunk costs, they're called. The Controller also highlights overpayments of over 55 million in pandemic unemployment payments. And there's more. The Public Accounts Committee meets this Thursday. Its chair is Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley. And Deputy Stanley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning to your listeners.
What stands out for you in this report from the Controller and Auditor General?
Well, the annual report from the Controller and Auditor General, we normally have two, somewhere between two and four standouts, and some years are more serious than others. This year, there's six or seven big standouts. And they're more serious, I would say, than other years. And obviously that's disappointing. There's some of the issues that we have probed in the past. The situation with rapid bills, for example, you know, that's the cost of those. We were told that would all be A-rated, energy rated. It turns out that they're not all A-rated.
The controller didn't say that, did he?
My understanding is that they're not. That are not all A-rated. Now, that's my information, but we need to clarify all of this. We're talking about units. In the case of the ones in Rathdowney and County Laois, 45 square metres. And if you take it at a very small house, would be 90 square metres. So these are literally very, very small prefabricated dwellings. And if you look at the ones in Rathdowney, the cost per unit was supposed to be 145,000. By the time we're finished, we're 345,000 for these 45 square metre units. That isn't acceptable. There will be costs. I mean, we focus on the Children's Hospital, and rightly so, and we've done a lot of work on that. That happened over a number of years, over 7-8 years. This is happening in just over 12 months, in just over a year, that the costs are more than doubling. That isn't acceptable, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And it's clear to me that the type of contracts that are being used, and this has been clear to me for some time, that what's being used by the state, the framework agreements and the other type of agreements to enter into with contractors are not up to standard and are not fit for purpose, particularly from the taxpayer's point of view. If you're a contractor, yes, they are fit for purpose. They're brilliant.
And who do you want to direct those questions to? Are these questions for the OPW or are they questions for the Department of Housing or do they lie elsewhere?
Well, I think both of those bodies that you mentioned have to answer questions. But I also think that the Office of Government Procurement, which is housed within DEEPR, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, which, don't forget, was established during after the economic crash, when the Fianna Fáil government crashed the economy back in the noughties. It was established to rein in all this crazy spending and the largesse that was being thrown all over the place, whatever you're having yourself. We were supposed to rein in all of this. But now we find that a unit within that, the Office of Government Procurement, the OGP as it's called, that they scrutinise these contracts, that they have a role in designing them. And this needs a root and branch reform, because whether it's 335,000 on a bloody bike shed or whether it's two heading for 2.5 billion on a children's hospital that has some one room finished in a jet, you know, that's the scale of it.
The state spends something like 100 billion annually. It's voted through the Dáil, much of that spending. It's overseen by Dáil committees, including your own committee, the Public Accounts Committee. So when we talk about failures, are there failures at a number of levels? And do Dáil committees like your own have questions to answer as well?
Well, what I would say to you is this, is that we have a different body in every week. And if you take, for example, with RTE, I think that by any measure, I think we have highlighted the reforms that are needed there. We have sought to have them implemented. Many of them have been implemented, and a lot of improvements have been made in RTE. So I'm just taking RTE as being one example. There are other examples as well where we have managed to put corrective measures in place. And it's up to a minister to respond to our recommendations. And they must respond either by taking them on board or else coming back with good answers and very good reasons as to why they can't implement them. So in fairness to the Public Accounts Committee, and if you take during the RTE scandal, for example, we dealt with it in the region of 30 other bodies while all of that was in train.
But can I just finish with this? Are you going to be able to get them in to ask these questions and when?
Well, if the Taoiseach's telling the truth that the election's not till next March, And I don't know, maybe you think the Taoiseach is telling the truth. I suppose he doesn't tell lies, does he? So that'll give us some time to do it. So hopefully that he doesn't call the election until next March and we can get in some of these bodies in front of us and deal with some of these issues. But a situation where you have 185 million spent on a rail project, the Metro Link alone, only one out of the three projects, 185 million spent, and we still haven't stuck a shovel in the ground. Okay. I think by any stretch of the imagination, that is not acceptable. The administration of the carbon tax. You had a government minister on one of your shows at the weekend telling us that it all went on climate-related projects.
I have to leave
it
there.
It turns out now only 61% does.
You have a meeting of the Public Accounts Committee on Thursday. Brian Stanley, Chair of the Public Accounts, thank you very much. It's 8 minutes to 8.